News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Prepping for potentially more dangerous fire conditions Monday through Wednesday, folks in Southern California, where hot, dry winds blew around a lot of brush that could ignite when they return. Volunteers with rakes, saws, and more are helping clear it away in Pasadena, including Jose Madera, the local community job center.
Right now, we know the city doesn't have the capacity right now to help with the cleanup, so that's why the workers have raised their hand to uplift the community.
Wind gusts between 35 and 55 miles an hour possible this week in the L.A. area, up to 70 miles an hour. Los Angeles is in a severe drought. Total deaths from the fires, at least 24. Things got heated at the Eaton Fire community meeting in Pasadena Sunday evening, with the Southern California Edison spokesman explaining efforts to restore power in the fire zones. Folks from hard-hit Altadena interrupted, accusing the power company of burning down their community. This is ABC News. Cops hunting for some of these 50 drivers who were at an illegal car meetup in a Philadelphia parking lot Saturday night. When police arrived, they scrammed.
We're driving at such a fast rate of speed directly at responding officers. In this particular case, causing two police vehicles to have to swerve to get out of the way, crashing into poles and buildings on the side of the road.
Philadelphia Police Inspector D.F. Pace, four officers injured. If the Supreme Court upholds the congressional ban on TikTok, if its Chinese parent company refuses to sell it, what'll happen? ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
The Apple and Google Play stores will not be able to host the app any longer, so if you never downloaded it, you won't be able to. You're no longer going to get software updates. The internet hosting companies and data storage providers who support the app won't be able to do that. If they do, they'll get hefty fines.
Using your web browser to get on a TikTok website can give you a stripped-down version. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Clapping. We're singing songs and when we're together, the circle never breaks. We sing in honor for those who passed to make sure the memories last. Let's raise the glass while we sing. We sing in honor for those who passed to make sure the memories last. Let's raise the glass while we sing. Come on! The unknown, we have a good time. The unknown, music and rhymes we all want to win the shake of the day. The unknown, music and friends. The unknown, smiles and grins now that we're here. Let's party like it's Saturday. Memories last, let's raise a glass while we say. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure. Memories last, let's raise a glass while we say. The unknown, we have a good time. The unknown, music and rhymes we all want to win the shake of the day. Music and friends, the unknown, smiles and grins now that we're here. Let's party now that we're here. Let's party like a Saturday.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I keep wishing and burning and hoping and learning the way I want it to be. I can't open the door, I can't help you no more. Don't look down, world is crumbling. We keep pushing and hurting and over-exerting the ones that we loved. I can't seem to remember or pardon the lender. My heart won't let it down.
show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me.
Hour two kicks off with two in a row. See what we did there? A double dip in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The lower fifth up north, and then the lower fifth, two in a row with two at last. Goodbye. See them with Corey Matthew Hart next week at the Red Rooster on 124. This local stuff has continued to be spread across the state of Wisconsin, thanks to Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant that makes amazing pizza. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to North Madison, East, and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. Rare Element now. See them at the Red Rooster on 27. This is Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. More of the funky stuff to celebrate Wisconsin Funk Fest happening tonight or maybe yesterday. It all depends on where you are on that timeline of Max Inc. Radio. We continue moving forward with some of the newest slowpoke that I have in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Insert coin.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Three black crows. grows on a telephone wire. The three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire. Two black crows on a telephone wire.
Oh,
artists that rock and brought us back to life and to the local stuff in the after hours. First Ryan McGrath Band and then Stepwater Band with Floodgates. Catch them before they go east, and their last Midwest gig until spring is happening. Where? At the Red Rooster on 215. All this local music sounds are brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Next in the after hours is one of my favorite Mama Award winning bands, Nestor, on Max Inc. Radio.
Take it like it is. Will you always have the answer? My microscopic world. I'm microscopic. It's microscopic.
It calls for more.
Big Big Furnace in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You and I could do the live stuff this year and see their very first show in 2025 in March at the Coral Lanes. Get all the connections to the local music and the shows by subscribing to Max Inc. Radio. Like that podcast page. It's got all sorts of local stuff you can follow around, like Lucky Vita. He's next. And another Mama Award winner. And yeah, he's a transplant to California. So we're really thinking of you, Lucky. I hope you're doing okay and you're being safe. This is Little Robot Man now on Max Inc. Radio.
Zeros and ones bring me ecstasy, but I will never find the man of my dreams. The way we live today, the way we live today is so cold. Trying to find just a little affection, but only ending in another disconnection. The simulation or the simulation of love is lost. Won't you be my lover?
Little robot man. scissors could have healed or found Reggie, but I chose a chance to see us through. And we're falling apart. Lord knows I tried. No doubts remain. Nothing ventured and nothing gained. Now it's too late. Too late to undo.
Five blues band, they come out of hibernation at Winterfest in Des Moines on 2/15. Hey, I know what I said. Des Moines. The After Hours always keeps you up to date to all the things that you can see, even when the local stuff are outside of our state. And if you do wander outside the state, no matter where you roam, there's that Civic Media app. Yeah, take us with you and listen anywhere. It's time now for that weekly Jimmy Tracker. We always do it in the After Hours each week here on Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys will be live on 2/14 at the Red Rooster. Plan accordingly. It is Valentine's Day. This is Words and Actions on Max Inc. Radio.
Words can cut so scar no one can see, and if gone unnoticed, it will make our heart forever bleed. Actions speak loudest, I know. You can't take back what's set in stone, and when deception is revealed, there's only one place.
Another week of the local stuff that you can see with your own eyes right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. And we'll do it again next week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Air tanker jet crews dropping big red clouds of firefighting chemicals in the Los Angeles area wildfires. Firefighters scrambling to make more progress because forecasters warn of a return of dangerous, hot, dry, gusty Santa Ana winds. Dr. Brecken Armstrong's family and parents are now homeless.
Instead of two houses in Altadena, we are hoping to have a small apartment somewhere with my mom and dad and our daughter.
Theirs are among the thousands of homes destroyed. There are at least 24 fire-related deaths. 14 Trump cabinet confirmation hearings are scheduled this week by Senate committees. Tulsi Gabbard tapped for a director of national intelligence with a major reversal to now support an overseas surveillance program she once opposed. President Biden spoke Sunday with relatives of three Americans the U.S. government is looking to bring home from Afghanistan, says the White House. They're aiming for a swap for a detainee at Guantanamo Bay. This is ABC News. This one-word opinion of a noted businessman who